Hi, my name is Erin, and this is the Erotic Renaissance Podcast. I know we took a week break, but I'm back with another episode, and this episode is all about what to do if you can't be in reunion with your twin flame, a soulmate, or just someone that you really, really want to be with, but cannot be with. Now, this is kind of similar to the episode I did, but it's more of a continuation of the idea of twin flames, reunion, what it means, and what exactly are you trying to get out of it? What is this whole twin flame situation? Why do some people end up being in reunion with their twin flame and why people don't? So, what happens if you can't be in reunion with your twin flame? Now, if you're listening to this podcast, then you probably are believing that somebody is your twin flame and you are not in union with them for some reason. Maybe they're not treating you right. Maybe they are the kind of person who's just not healthy, and or maybe they're just not choosing you in this lifetime. And all three of those can be equally as painful. But one of the things that I really want my listeners to realize is that, number one, twin flames are rare. Often, if you find someone and you believe that they are your twin flame, that does not mean that they are your twin flame. A lot of times, if people ask for readings for people who they think are their twin flames, they bring up situations that are very karmic in nature. And the way to know whether or not someone is your twin flame rather than a karmic is to understand that a point of a karmic relationship is that it's there to teach you a lesson. And lessons can only be taught if you already know the material. What I mean by that is that karmics will always hit the triggers that come from your childhood or from past relationships. They will remind you of someone else in your life or in your past. They will bring up feelings that are familiar, and karmic relationships often feel like a whirlwind. They don't necessarily always make sense. They work really, really quickly. They go very, very quickly. You feel like you're swept away. And usually despair comes right after that, mostly because karmic situations remind you of some of your most painful, triggering situations from either past relationships or your childhood. So, number one thing that you have to remember is that a lot of you guys' twin flames are karmics. A lot of the people that you believe is your twin flames are karmics. They are not people that you actually should be with. And even if they were, even if there was someone and you decided, you know, and they were your twin flame and you decided that you guys wanted to be together, but they were disrespectful and going off your boundaries, then that's still not a basis to wait for them or to want to be with them, because it's not guaranteed that you will be able to be with your twin flame in this lifetime. And contrary to popular belief, being with your twin flame or not being in your twin flame is not immediately indicative of how happy you will be in a relationship. I'm going to say that again. Being with your twin flame or not being with your twin flame is not indicative of whether you will have a happy relationship, which means that if you end up marrying someone who is the man, woman, or person of your dreams, and they're not your twin flame, being, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you can get into that relationship and you won't be able to find happiness, or that they're not a soulmate, or that they're not someone who completes you and makes you happy, because twin flame relationships are not really about happiness. They're about awakenings. They're about opening up to your psychic ability and being able to awaken on this journey, which is very, very different. A twin flame journey is not about being in a happy romantic relationship. It's about something that awakens you to who you truly are. And I think this is something that can get misconstrued. And a lot of readers will kind of put this dynamic out there, like, oh, I want to be with my twin flame. They're going to run away from you and you just wait for them. And, you know, they'll come back and it'll be this whole thing. And yes, that can definitely be the case. But at the end of the day, you only live this one life. And you, at least this is the life that you're living now that you're going to remember, because I believe in past lives. And if this is the life that you're living, you shouldn't waste time on a person. You shouldn't give them all this benefit of the doubt and be like, oh, you know, this person ran away from me, so I'm going to wait for them. I'm not going to date other people. I'm not going to move on with my life. Because the whole point of a twin flame is to awaken you to who you truly are and what you're meant to be in this lifetime. And even if you don't end up in a relationship with your twin flame, it still serves its purpose. I don't buy that twin flames are literally the other half of your soul and you are not a whole being. I don't believe that that is true. And I think if anybody who's telling you that, they don't really understand how that actually works. You are already a whole being without another person. You don't need another person to complete you. You other people in your life can awaken you to who you truly are and help with that, but that's power that is already within you. And if your twin flame awakens that in you, then they have served their purpose. Again, being with your twin flame is not indicative that you're going to be happy. And I think that one of the things that I want you guys to understand is happiness, being with another person doesn't create happiness. You have to be a happy person already. Having that relationship isn't going to create the happiness that you need. Your mindset is. And we shouldn't try to put that responsibility on another person, because at the end of the day, our happiness is solely in our responsibility. And being in a twin flame connection has nothing to do with how happy you are. This person is not being here to make you happy, to fix your problems. They awaken you to who you truly are, and what you do with that is up to you. But if you keep treating the twin flame connection and the twin flame journey as this thing where when you meet someone, they're going to fix all your problems, they're going to sweep you away and things are going to get better, that's probably not a twin flame. That's probably a karmic, number one. And number two, you're using this person as an emotional getaway card to get away from the problems that you have in your life that you may be ignoring or fixing, which I know is kind of harsh, but this is something that I really, really, really want you guys to understand. The power is within you. Those feelings of feeling high and feeling so good about yourself, feeling confident with another person, you can have that all the time. It's yours. You don't need another person to do it. This connection that you have with another person, if you have found your twin flame, will awaken you to who you truly are and help you step into your own power. However, that doesn't mean that this person is completing you. It doesn't mean that this person is the source of the power. You are the source of the power. So if you find yourself in a situation where you can't be in reunion with your twin flame, which can happen, it has happened. I don't want you to get discouraged and think, oh, I can't be with this person. This means I will never be happy. It means I will never find happiness. It means I'll never be in a relationship again, because none of that is true. Because at the end of the day, if you have awakened and you are stepping into your own true power, into who you truly are, breaking this mask that we all have through capitalism, through our society, then you are still doing it. You're still winning. And you can find a relationship that makes you happy, and you can be with someone who 100% makes you happy and fills you up and lights you up. you can still be in the relationship of your dreams and be happy and be healthy and be just have everything that you want out of life without being in reunion with your twin flame, if the person that you're even talking about is truly your twin flame and not just a karmic. Because here's the thing about karmics, we don't know that they're karmics right away. They wouldn't be so problematic if we did. They wouldn't be these problematic, crappy relationships if we 100% knew exactly when. It's supposed to be confusing. It's supposed to kind of mess with your head a little bit. But as you grow in your relationships and as a person, you will learn not to keep falling for the same types of crappy behaviors that these people present to you. So I know this episode is a quickie, not as long, not as deep as I usually go. But my biggest takeaway is that I want you guys to know that no matter if you end up with your twin flame or not, you still have opportunities to be in happy, healthy, fulfilling relationships where you can have everything that you want. Because one, that person that you might be obsessing over might just be a karmic. And two, even so, awakening and becoming the person that you're truly meant to be is the point of a twin flame connection. And if you are doing that, you are winning. You're winning at life. You're stepping into your power and becoming the person that you are meant to be. And that is what's the most important thing. And either way, you can still be just as happy, just as healthy, and in a beautiful place within your own life, whether you are in reunion with your twin flame or not. Stop waiting for circumstances to happen for you to be happy. Stop waiting for, oh, when I meet my twin flame, that's when I'll be happy. Oh, when I get that job, that's when I'll be happy. Oh, when I get that thing, that's when I'll be happy. You have the opportunity to be happy and satisfied every single day, as long as you stay in an energy of gratitude and being grateful for the things that you have, and you are working on bettering yourself every day, then you can be happy. Do not put contingencies on your happiness, because it doesn't work. So happiness doesn't depend on a man, depend on a woman, depend on a job or money or status. It depends on you and the way that you look at your circumstances and if you feel good about yourself. That is the key to being a happy and fulfilled person, is realizing that other people giving that to you is an illusion. It's always within you. You, my dear, always have the power.